Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on May 22nd regarding Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, Madden, M-A-D-D-E-N. Lewis Madden is a 57-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12-6-19. Appeared he was fighting a fire and a ladder fell from the side of the house, striking him in the head. Appeared as a result, he believes he injured his nose, comma, head, comma, neck, comma, and shoulder, and was seen at Cooper Hospital emergency room the same day. Appeared further evaluation and treatment leading to neck surgery and right shoulder surgery. Period, he understands his final diagnosis to be, quote, permanently disabled, period, end quote. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period, in paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Madden was struck by a ladder on 12-6-19. Period, treatment records show he was seen at Cooper Emergency Room on 12-6-19. Period, he stated the ladder hit his helmet and that helmet cut his nose. Period. Bleeding was controlled and he had no loss of consciousness. Period. Exam found a 2-centimeter nasal laceration. Period. He underwent x-rays to be inserted here. Period. The laceration was closed with 2 interrupted sutures, period. His neck was supple and had normal range of motion, period. He was neurologically intact, period. From a musculoskeletal perspective, there was normal range of motion, period. He was then treated and released with wound care instructions. Period. New paragraph. On 1-8-20, Mr. Madden underwent left cardiac catheterization. Period. That same day, he had a cardiac stress test and echocardiogram. Period. We do not need to insert those results. New paragraph on 1-13-20, he was seen by a cardiologist named Dr. Sailam, S-A-I-L-A-M, due to right-sided chest pain for the past several weeks. Period. He had been admitted to Our Lady of Lourdes the previous week with right shoulder and neck pain. Period. Stress testing showed ischemia. Period, his catheterization revealed significant disease to his LAD. Period, he received a DES to his distal LAD. Period, he had pain in the right arm, forearm, and right neck. Period, the arm pain was excruciating. Period, he had been seen in this practice 7 years earlier. Period, he did not offer symptomatic complaints involving the cervical spine, face, or head. Period. Dr. Sailam was suspicious the right arm pain was due to cervical radiculopathy from the latter injury. Period. He then had arterial ultrasound of the upper extremities on 1-13-20 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Sailam. Through 5-14-20. But he was not having any angina. Period. He would be at acceptable risk to undergo cervical neck surgery in June or July. Period, this will be 6 months after his stent placement. Period, he was a non-acute coronary syndrome, so they would be able to safely stop his effient at that time. Period, however, he's going to continue aspirin without discontinuation. Period, new paragraph on 1-14-20. Mr. Madden was seen at WorkNet by Dr. Pecca, P-E-C-C-A, period. She diagnosed acute cervical sprain with right upper extremity cervical verticillopathy, semicolon probable cervical herniated disc, semicolon status post-contusion of the head with laceration of the nose, semicolon coronary artery disease, status post-PTCA with stent placement on 1-7-20. Period. He was given cyclobenzaprine and a prescription for tramadol. Period of cervical spine MRI was also ordered. Period. New paragraph. The cervical spine MRI was done on 1-16-20 to be inserted here. Period. MRI of the right shoulder was done the same day to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Siddiqui on 1-20-20. Period. The plan was to pursue epidural steroid injection. Period. On 3-16-20, he wrote that Mr. Madden had been seen by his cardiologist. Period. He was using, he recommended Mr. Madden use medical marijuana to control the pain he was having due to the injury of 12-6-19. Period. He did not want him on opioid medication with his heart condition. Period. On 8-20-20, Dr. Siddiqui performed extensive cervical spine surgery to be inserted. Period. The petitioner followed up post-operatively through 7-29-21. Period. At that time, he had completed physical therapy. Period. He concluded Mr. Madden was unable to return to work as a firefighter and or EMT. Period. He understood these jobs require a high physical demand level. Period. If the employer could accommodate permanent restrictions, Dr. Siddiqui recommended a functional capacity evaluation. Period. On 7-29-21, he wrote correspondence relative to the FCE explaining it was not required per se by his employer. Period. He did recommend limitations on his lifting as well as horizontal transfer and utilizing a sled. Period. New paragraph. On 2-21-20, he was seen by Dr. Lesneski, L-E-S-N-E-S-K-I. Period. After his evaluation, he diagnosed, after his evaluation, he recommended continuation of physical therapy and medical pain management. Period. They discussed the risks of using cannabinoids. Period. Various medication adjustments were made over the ensuing weeks through 5-13-20. Period. He was unable to undergo an epidural steroid injection due to his ongoing use of a blood thinner. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Madden was then seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser on 6-12-20. Period. He he advised. Relative to the efficacy of an epidural steroid injection, period, he would have to come off of anticoagulants to have any procedure after his cardiac stent placement. Period, he would have to come off a second time if surgery was to be performed. Period, he concluded the risk of coming off of the anticoagulant twice is probably greater than performing a cervical epidural steroid injection that is very unlikely to work. Period. He recommended the patient proceed with surgery as recommended by Dr. Siddick. Period. New paragraph. On 11/19/20, Mr. Madden was seen by orthopedist Dr. Schwartz. Period. He noted right shoulder x-rays showed some diffuse hypertrophic changes. Period. Right shoulder MRI showed significant rotator cuff tendonitis, but no full thickness tears. Period. They discussed treatment options and elected to pursue conservative measures for the time being. Period. On 12/29/20, Dr. Schwartz performed surgery on the right shoulder to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Madden followed up with him through 2/24/21. When range of motion was improving, period, he still had strength and deficits. Period. New paragraph on 6/4/21, Dr. Siddiqui did perform trigger point injections into the cervical spine muscles. Period. On 6/21/21, cervical spine x-rays were done to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Previous records show Mr. Madden was already under the cardiac care of Dr. Silam on 9/24/13. Period. He had right-sided chest pain that had been going on for the past several weeks. Period. He was taking aspirin and Nexium. Period. Dr. Silam diagnosed atypical chest pain. Period. Lewis had risk factors for coronary artery disease with his hyperlipidemia. Period. He was going to get the right-sided chest pain further evaluated with an echocardiogram and treadmill stress test. Period. He did undergo a stress test on 10/17/13. Under the supervision of Dr. Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N, period, an echocardiogram was also completed. Period. Chest x-ray was done on 3/12/15 and showed no active disease. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he wore hearing aids bilaterally. Period. Extremities upper. Right shoulder flexion was to 145 degrees, but was otherwise full and independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to T10 at the edge of normal. Period. Motion of the left shoulder was full in all independent spheres, but active composite extension with internal rotation was to T11. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for a resisted right elbow extension and shoulder internal rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He complained of numbness to pinprick testing on the posterior aspects of the upper extremities. Period. On the right, this started at the shoulder and went down to the wrist. Period. On the left, this started at the shoulder and went down to the elbow level. Period. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed left anterior transverse scar consistent with his surgery. Paired axis flexion was 30 degrees, comma, rotation right 60 degrees and left 70 degrees, with bilateral side bending full to 45 degrees. Paired extension was limited to 45 degrees with tenderness. Paired he had tenderness at the left trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Thoracic, normal, and lumbar. Delete the straight leg raising. Impressions on 12-8-19, Lewis Madden was scratch that. On 12-6-19, Lewis Madden was struck on his head by a ladder that fell while at a fire. Pretty was wearing his helmet and did not experience loss of consciousness. Pretty did sustain a laceration of his nose. Pretty this was repaired with suturing at the emergency room the same day. Pretty he was then seen by Dr. Pekka beginning 1-14-20. Pretty she had him undergo additional diagnostic testing, including an MRI of the right shoulder and cervical spine, both to be inserted here. Appeared in the paragraph, he was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Siddiqui. Appeared a course of physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Appeared pain management was addressed by Dr. Lesneski and then Dr. Pulser. Appeared Dr. Schwartz also performed surgery on the right shoulder on 6-4-21. Paired Dr. Siddiqui had performed cervical spine surgery on 12-29-20 to be inserted here. Paired Mr. Madden had rehabilitation post-operatively but remained symptomatic. Paired ultimately Dr. Siddiqui deemed he was unable to return to his work as a firefighter / EMT. Paired he also had underlying cardiac conditions that were treated partially during his post-acute injury period. Period in the paragraph, the current exam found there to be mildly decreased and variable range of motion about the right shoulder. Period provocative maneuvers of the shoulder were negative. Period he had non-dermatomal soft touch decreased sensation. Period. There was decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period spiraling maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period new paragraph, there is 12.5% of permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. And that is the end.